18. Mark's first deer. Wait, wait. Don't do it all at breath. It's at close range. At any moment now. There, shoot. Bam. The deer fell to the ground. Mark was at a loss. He had killed another living creature. Now he would never be able to associate himself with Bambi again. He was a hunter, and it hadn't required an associate's degree in artillery. His father had taught him how to shoot in a day, something his mother had forbid him at birth. But she was dead now, gone for 2 years, and he had finally asked his father to teach him how to shoot. It was an exhilarating feeling at first, but then he saw the dead animal. His heart was beating at a rate of 1,000,000 miles per hour as he looked at it. But then his dad said that they would be eating venison for a week, and he felt his body go at ease. They would at best not let the deer die in vain. Mark didn't want to help carve the deer at all, and his father understood. He was patient at all times, and for that Mark was grateful. Later, back in the cabin, as Mark ate freshly cooked venison, one bite at a time, he began to feel the rush of what he had done again. It was exciting. As he and his father continued to talk, it seemed as if they had bonded as never before. That was worth the whole experience at any price.